Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by womenaboutbiz.net, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Happy Monday to you, Queen. This is Queen Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this beautiful day, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas, guess what, a big success. I trust that you all had a beautiful weekend and that you did spend some time joy pampering. You remember what joy pampering is? It's that special something that you do to bring joy into your life. It could be something simple like a bubble bath, or calling someone to say I love you, or a walk in the park, or something that just really makes you smile, right? We all have that ability to bring joy to ourselves. It's a part of our personal power system. And then, of course, you should have been practicing preparing your mind for greatness, right? This is a ritual that you create for yourself and that you do every single morning or as much as you need to throughout the day to strengthen yourself. This is very important because strengthening yourself gives you more personal power. And of course, when you have more personal power, guess what? You can take action and do the things that you need to do to be a successful woman. Let us go to God in prayer at this time. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning and to have yet another day to accomplish our business dreams and goals. That is so wonderful. Bless us, O Lord, as we pursue being queens of our empires, action, and leadership. Let us not procrastinate on our business goals and tasks, but be steadfast, unmovable, and unshakable. We ask for a special blessing, of course, Lord, for all of those women that might be struggling with debt, feeling alone and isolated, and not sure which way to turn. Oh, let them know, God, that they can turn to you, for they are not alone. Give them that inner peace and strength, and send the resources, Father, to them, Lord. Send your angels to them, O Lord. We thank you for all of the blessings that you have given us, and we embrace and accept all of the blessings that are yet to come. Oh, Lord, as host of the show, first of all, I thank you for entrusting me, Father, with this leadership position. I thank you for all of the years that you have given me through Successful Woman Radio to share tips and resources and to share strategies that will help women to start and grow their very own business, Lord. So, Father, I ask at this time for special blessings for the show, that we continue to bless the lives of women around the nation and around the world, Lord. Again, we thank you so much, and we pray this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. Again, for those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by womenaboutbiz.net. I want to take this time to just share a little bit about Women About Biz, who we are, and exactly what we do. Women About Biz, of course, is a personal and business development network designed just for women. And our whole goal is to help you become queen of your own empire. Do this by utilizing God's word, scriptures to share with you, to ways to spiritually strengthen yourself. We do this through our courses, and we do it through the Successful Woman Radio Show and through events, retreats, anything that we can use as a tool that will help you to grow and grow in an abundant manner. That's what we are all about at Successful Woman Radio. So again, I want to encourage you to mark your calendar for every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know, we are always on the air live. This is a live podcast that you will be able to listen to the recording later, but there's nothing like listening to something live, right? And oftentimes the Holy Spirit works with me, giving me the words to say, giving me new ideas and things that might be special messages just for you. So definitely make sure you mark your calendar as a recurring event, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. Don't forget that. And I trust that all of you do practice good time management and that you do have a calendar so that you can put the show in there as an event. The one thing I can also say about Successful Woman Radio is like this is a show that's a cross between a seminar, a talk show. It's a cross show. In other words, we are going to provide you with learning opportunities and resources that you will be able to put to use right away. And that's exactly what we meant this show to be. It is the flagship show for Women About Biz. And so, again, we want to encourage you to join Women About Biz. You can do that by going directly to our member portal, member.womenaboutbiz.net. Again, that's member, M-E-M-B-E-R, dot womenaboutbiz, that's B-I-Z as in zebra, dot net. Member.womenaboutbiz.net. Go there, sign up as either a bronze member, or if you're already a bronze member, sign in and upgrade to our silver membership. We are here to make sure that women have the information that they need and that women are encouraged and motivated to be their best, not only for themselves, but to be their best for God as well. Remember, we are God's purpose, and therefore God wants you to be a living testimony. And that is so very important, because when you become a living testimony for God, you benefit from that as well, because he wants you to have life and he wants you to have it more abundantly, not only in heaven, but also where you are right now, living on this earth. So with that said, I want to go ahead and go over some of the show lineup for today. Of course, we have the 7 questions of business leadership. I'm going to also be sharing with you some tips on preparing your mind for greatness. We have some announcements. We've got an event coming up on this Wednesday that you need to know about, and it's all about writing your own ebook, and so I'm excited about that. And then, of course, our topic for today is developing a prosperous mindset. But I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, because I want to share with you the March theme, right? Our theme, here we are in the month of March. This is the last month of first quarter. And so there are some things that you need to be doing. I'm going to be reminding you of that. So we will be looking at the exciting theme, the prosperity code. Oh, yeah. Is there a code? I think that there is, the prosperity code. This will be your roadmap to being prosperous in business, and it's going to give you some ideas and tips. Now, we have, of course, 4 weeks in this month. We have 4 Mondays that we are going to be sharing with you all about the prosperity code. And I'm, again, so very, very excited about this topic altogether, because you need to know and you need to understand that God wants you to be prosperous, not only from a monetary standpoint, but from a spiritual and a mental standpoint. He wants you to understand that there is more to success than just the financial side, but there is success in the physical side of being healthy and having energy, their success in the spiritual side with having a direct relationship with God. There is a prosperity in blessing the lives of others. So again, there is much more to prosperity than just the financial means. That is just, to me, that is the result. Money is just the result of all of the other areas of prosperity when you strengthen your spiritual life, your physical life, your mental life, your spiritual life. When you strengthen all of those things, then automatically you're going to start experiencing a better financial life as well. Why? Because you're being obedient to God. You're being obedient to the spirit that God put inside of you. And you need to know and understand that you have the talent and the potential to do anything that you put your mindset to. And this is why the mindset is so very, very important. So I think that you are truly going to enjoy this month of March as we roll out the theme, the Prosperity Code. So very, very excited about that. And I know that you are going to enjoy this. So I want to encourage you to go ahead and have a notepad, or if you already have started your Successful Woman Radio Journal, just a simple spiral bound notebook that you date at each entry, then definitely go ahead and get your journal out as well. I want to go ahead and cover what we're going to be discussing over the month of March. Again, our theme is the Prosperity Code, right? What is that all about? What will I be doing with this? Well, I'm going to be uncovering some essential keys to prosperity that resonate with the unique challenges and opportunities faced by businesswomen, right? Week one, which is today, starting off week one, is developing a prosperous mindset. I'm going to be giving you some mindset tips, ways to implement practical strategies to grow your income stream, manage your finances, and build long-term wealth from the comfort of your own home office, right? Also, week number two is emotional resilience, right? Emotional resilience. I'm going to be sharing the importance of maintaining emotional well-being while juggling the demands of entrepreneurship, right? So we'll be talking about stress management techniques, mindset shifts, and self-care practices so that you will be able to thrive both on a personal level and on a professional level. In week three, we go to business growth strategies. So we're going to give you some more growth tips on growing your business. So we're going to help you to unlock the secrets to scaling your small business and talk about that. And then last but not least, in week four, we're talking about giving back with impact, right? You know, giving is so very important, transformative power of giving back to your community and making a positive impact through your business, right? And so I trust that you will be with us through all 4 weeks of the Prosperity Code and that you will go ahead and make sure that you take some really good notes, and not only take notes, but also ask yourself, right? And this is very important. Also ask yourself, what is it that I can implement? What is it that I can put into action that Queen Trina talked about on the show? How do I put these things into action for myself? So there you have it, a breakdown of all 4 weeks. Mark your calendar every Monday at 12 noon Eastern time. And for those of you that may have missed our February shows, then if you are a member of Women About Biz, all you need to do is just go to member.womenaboutbiz.net. And then simply go scroll down in the left-hand menu all the way down to podcast, and you will be able to listen to our replays from the month of February. So again, I want to welcome everyone to the show. All of those who are new to the show, oh, I welcome you with open arms. And know, if you can't get positivity from anywhere else, know that every Monday at 12 noon, you can tune in to Successful Woman Radio, where we will be ready to give you information that you can put to use in your life and your business every single day. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started with 7 questions of business leadership. I've already had some people to start emailing me on this and just giving me some feedback and some comments on the 7 questions of business leadership. And so I want to thank you for sharing. And again, if any of you would like to share what your experience is in practicing the 7 questions of business leadership, feel free to personally email me at tnewbie@womenaboutbiz.net. Again, tnewbie, that's T as in Trina, newbie, N-E-W-B-Y, tnewbie@womenaboutbiz.net. That is my personal email. Feel free to email me your comments, your feedback, and any questions you might have on something that you may have heard in the show. So, why 7 questions of business leadership? Well, the first thing you need to know and understand is that we are all about, again, helping you become queen of your empire. And as the queen of your empire, whatever business or businesses that you have, you need to understand that you are indeed the CEO. You are the driving factor in your business. And so the 7 questions of business leadership really is, I would say, they are questions that are going to help you to hone in on your leadership skill as the CEO, but they're also questions that you should be asking yourself, not only, you know, as an exercise, but also questions that you should ask yourself when you're planning your business out. Because as the CEO, you should have scheduled time in your planner to actually have planning time. And so however many hours that you have committed to your business each week, then at least 50% of that should be dedicated to being the CEO. Remember, the CEO of your business sets the pace for everything else that happens. You set the vision. You decide what you want to experience in your business each quarter. You determine, right? You determine what your goals are going to be to support all of those experiences that you want to have. And then you continue to strengthen and hone in on your leadership skills so that you get the results you are seeking. And so the 7 questions of business leadership, definitely, I would say, are major key factors in helping you to do just that. Here's question number 1. Will I commit to preparing my mind for greatness morning this week? Okay, so what I've done with this question and preparing your mind for greatness is really just narrowed it down and say, look, commit to preparing your mind every single day of the week. Okay, and so preparing your mind for greatness, I think sometimes a lot of people think, oh, that's a cute phrase. It sounds really good. I wonder, does Queen Trina really prepare her mind for greatness every day like she's suggesting us to do? And the answer to that is, absolutely, yes. Do I miss some days? Yes, I do. But do I do it on a consistent level? Yes, I do. Why is that? Because I see and I feel the difference. You know, preparing your mind for greatness is about utilizing the combination of prayer, self-belief, customized affirmations, personal power, and unshakable faith. It's all 5 of these techniques that are used together to strengthen yourself, right? And it helps to guard you against anything that does not enhance your life. So it must be practiced first thing in the morning, every day or throughout the day, and especially when dealing with many challenges and obstacles, you have to do it more than once a day for full effectiveness, right? And so, again, I want you to look at these 5 techniques that combine together to help you prepare your mind for greatness prayer. Of course, we have direct communication with God the Father. We can go to Him in prayer at any time. We can go to God in prayer for strength, right? Self-belief. Wow, that's really important, because just because we are who we are. It doesn't mean that we have the level of belief necessary in order for us to properly believe in ourselves. So self-belief is important. In other words, you can say you want to create a successful business. You can say that you want to start developing real estate. You can say that you want to create a nonprofit organization. But until you have extraordinary self-belief, guess what? It's just words, because there's a lot more into self-belief than just saying, I believe in myself. And we're going to get to that in a moment. Customized affirmations. Well, yes, you can get inspired from other affirmations that you have heard. But what I want you to do is I want you to customize your own affirmations. That is most important, because when you customize your affirmations, you're saying to yourself that I know me. I know the words that I need to hear in order to encourage, inspire, and motivate myself. And you can create custom affirmations. I want to make sure you guys are clear on this. These customized affirmations, it isn't just a one-time thing. You can actually create multiple customized affirmations for different types of issues that you may be going through, or for different types of motivation you're seeking, right? And so you can create customized affirmations for making money. You could create customized affirmations for when you're feeling depressed or stressed. You can create customized affirmations when you feel that you need to take courage, you need to take action, you need to keep moving and stomp out procrastination. So don't forget, you get to customize various affirmations for whatever it is that you need. And what I do is I get those 3x5 color cards, index cards, and you can actually get the color index cards at any dollar store. Dollar Tree. I know I've been to several here in Georgia, and I've seen them and bought many packs of them just so that I'll have them available. But what I like to do with these cards is I love the different colors, but then I can go to the office supply store and I can get an index card box, right? And I can also get the index card box dividers, right? Now, you know, when you divide those customized affirmation cards up, you can then put them behind different expressions in your index card box. You can keep it right there on your nightstand. So when you wake up in the mornings, because don't forget, preparing your mind for greatness is all about waking up in the morning, and before your feet hit the ground, you're giving God the first fruits of the day with prayer. And then after prayer, you're then going into customized affirmations to strengthen your mind, strengthen your personal power, okay? And this is something that's very important. And so we've discussed prayer, self-belief, customized affirmations. The fourth technique that we're talking about is personal power. Now, personal power is your ability to take immediate action and your ability to come up with ideas, to think, to express positive values of different things that you want in life, and then to execute it. That's what personal power is all about. It's like self-validation, right? It's about the fact that God has already given you the authority to become queen of your empire, and you really don't need any authority or validation anywhere else because you already have it within you. And then the fifth technique, last but not least, which really just kind of wraps all of these other techniques up and really adds that personal power to it, is unshakable faith. Remember me saying that in self-belief, it's not just about saying that you believe in yourself, but it goes much further than that. Then what I was talking about is unshakable faith, that level of belief so deeply rooted within you that it compels you to take swift and immediate action on your dreams, on your goals. See, this is when you know that you're in sync with your spirit and in sync with yourself, is because when you are taking swift and immediate action, you don't have time to procrastinate. As a matter of fact, the two cannot even exist in the same space. Unshakable faith is extremely important. And it's important for you to know how to utilize it. What is it? So again, unshakable faith is that level of belief so deeply rooted, it compels you to swift and immediate action on all of your dreams and your goals, okay? So the key factor in unshakable faith is action, okay? Because the more you take action, the more you make a pact with yourself to keep moving forward, the stronger your unshakable faith becomes. In turn, it strengthens your self-belief. And before long, you'll realize that there's nothing you can't do with Christ Jesus. There's absolutely nothing. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And so this is what unshakable faith is all about. The beautiful thing about all of this is that it is a part of God's power system. It is a part of that. Remember, God created us in his image. So he didn't just create us in his image and then not give us the powers that we actually need to be successful human beings here on earth. Oh no, he actually gave us everything that we need, all prepackaged and ready to go. However, as you know, as we live here on this earth, there are challenges, there are experiences, there are environments that we place ourselves in. There are different things that happen that get in the way of us executing our personal power. And so when it gets in the way, we can experience depression. We can experience stress. We start losing faith in our own selves. We even lose worth in ourselves. And so we have to be very, very careful, especially because we are female. We are very emotional beings. And in many ways, this is the difference between us and man, right? Men are not as emotional. I'm not saying all men are not emotional. I'm just saying most men are not as emotional as women. And so as a result, we are emotional beings. Whether you have a child or not, you are still a mother within. And so we have that nurturing aspect. So we have this thing that we go through as women, that when we create a business or when we generate an idea, we have a tendency, of course, to take ownership of it, but we also become the mother of it, right? And as a result, we tend to hold on to it too tight and not let it grow. We don't get out of the way and let it grow. But I'm here to let you know that as women, we can move out of the way and let our businesses grow, and we can scale our businesses and create not only financial success, but we can create other types of success as well. And so I wanted to just take the time to go over this first question: will I commit preparing my mind for greatness each morning this week? Because it is a commitment. It is a pact that you make with yourself that you indeed are going to prepare your mind for greatness. And remember, when you don't prepare your mind for greatness, it is like leaving the doors of a mansion open, leaving the gates open at the driveway, and just allowing people to come in and pillage and take whatever they want. And just imagine if that were to happen for real. You had a beautiful home and someone just came in and pillaged it and took whatever of it that they wanted. Well, that's equivalent to what happens when we don't prepare our minds for greatness. We are opening up a space for anything and everything to enter our subconscious mind and wreck and run havoc with it, okay? And then we begin to wonder, I don't understand why I'm procrastinating. I don't understand why I'm thinking negative. People are telling me that I'm always negative all of a sudden. I don't understand why I feel stressed. I don't understand why I'm no longer making money. I was making good money. I don't understand why. I don't understand why I am not taking action, but I'm procrastinating all of the time. Well, honey, let me tell you, it's because you have given up your personal power to other people, places, and things. That you can never do, or you should never do, right? So this is why preparing your mind for greatness is so important, because again, it helps to strengthen and guard you against anything that does not enhance your life. So very, very important. Here's number two. in the 7 questions of business leadership. Ask yourself, am I effectively balancing passion and profitability in my business? So let me explain to you what that is, right? You need to reflect on whether or not your business aligns with your personal passions, right? We can't choose businesses just because we have heard someone say it makes a lot of money, because what may make a lot of money for one person may not make a lot of money for you, right? So you have to be in alignment with your personal passions. What are you passionate about, right? And you also have to be passionate while being financially sustainable. So, you know, it works both ways. Passion does not pay the bills, right? So you've got to be able to balance passion and profitability. You've got to make sure that on a personal note, you are passionate about what you are doing, but also that you're not just passionate and feeding that excitement that you feel from being passionate and running with that, but not making money. Because what's going to make you money, right, is taking action, marketing, generating leads, and closing the sale. That's what's going to help you make money. But you have to make sure these two things are in balance, okay? So you have to consider how you can enhance the profitability of your business without compromising the aspects that bring you joy and fulfillment. Here's number 3. How can I strengthen my online presence and marketing strategies? Now, this is the most important question when you're talking about the financial side of success, right? So it's important to assess your current online presence. In other words, you need to evaluate your online presence, including your building your mailing list, your website, social media, and marketing efforts. Now, if you don't understand how all of these things fit in, then definitely you want to plug into Women About Biz and our Silver membership, because we have webinars, we have courses, you have the opportunity to get Power Talks, which is our one-on-one coaching sessions that are going to help you to strengthen those areas. So it's going to be important for you as you look at strengthening your online presence to enhance your visibility with videos, free offers, guest interviews to connect with your target audience, and effectively communicate the unique value of your products and or your services, right? Because you may have both. So again, it's time for you to ask yourself this question. Now, queens, keep in mind that as you ask yourself these questions, whatever answers you give yourself, those answers should also be generating some to-do items that you need to take advantage of, right? You need to be taking some action on those things. Keep that in mind. So it's not just about answering these questions, it's about taking action on the answers that you have given, right? And sometimes the lack of answers will also give you what you need to be working on, right? Because maybe you haven't even started setting the foundation in this particular area of your business and you need to get started with it. Here's number 4. What learning opportunities can I pursue to enhance my skills? Now, as the CEO of your business, continuous learning is so key. Identify areas where, you know, you can expand your skills, whether it's related to your product, service, marketing, or your technology. So I encourage you to connect with Women About Biz and tune in on our workshops, our courses. Also look for other workshops and courses that may be of value to you. Here's number 5. What will I do to hold myself accountable to my business goals this week? Wow. Now this is important, because I can tell you that accountability has been one of the primary factors to my success that I have experienced in recent years, because I realized how important accountability is. And really what made me understand the importance of accountability is me being a coach, me coaching other people and realizing that they need to be held accountable has really helped me. Personal accountability is the cornerstone of your success. Write that down. Again, personal accountability is the cornerstone of your success. Take proactive approaches to set clear, achievable goals for your business every single week. Very important. Create realistic action plans, outline specific tasks. And of course, remember, at Women About Biz, we have a whole goal setting system that we use to see results. And so you definitely want to get in on that. We call it the vision hierarchy. And that's where we show you the various steps of the vision hierarchy that is going to help you hold yourself accountable and properly goal set. You've got to check yourself on the regular. You've got to assess your progress. You've got to make adjustments as needed. And I want you to consider leveraging tools for your productivity as well. If you don't have a good time management system, well, Queen, it's time for you to get serious and to get a good time management planner. Now, if you're one of those people that really like to touch and plan your time out on a manual basis, then just get a really good planner, right? Make sure that it has also the monthly blocks in it as well so that you can plan out for the month. But if you are looking to be more accountable and you really would prefer to not do it manually, but you would like to have it on an electronic basis where you can, you know, do it digital on a digital basis, then to me, Google Calendar or Outlook are the two best, right? I'm a Google girl, so I use everything Google. So Google Calendar has just some great, really, really good layouts. And if you download Google Calendar, because I've realized that a lot of people use Google Calendar, but what you're doing is that you're importing and bringing your Google Calendar through your phone calendar system. But what you really want to do is you want to download the Google Calendar app so that it allows you to change colors for different types of activities that you're needing to schedule, and it helps you to organize, and it gives you different views of your calendars. Like, it allows you to see your schedule view, which is all of the things happening for you this week, or it gives you a month at a glance view. It gives you your daily view. It gives you all of those different views. So again, you may want to download the Google Calendar app on your phone as well. And I do believe Microsoft Outlook has an app as well. So you want to leverage productivity tools, and you want to hold yourself accountable by making sure that you are effectively utilizing the time given to you every single day. By the way, if you didn't know it, you're given 86,400 seconds every day of your life, right? Is that incredible or what? And how I look at that is that I have every single day $86,400 to spend, and I want to make sure that I'm effectively using it. A certain percentage of that is going to go towards me resting and getting sleep. A certain percentage of it is going to go towards CEO planning time. A certain percentage of it is going to go towards me blessing the lives of others. So I want to make sure that I am effectively utilizing the incredible commodity of time, that I may use it in a way where it's going to enhance my life and enhance the life of anyone that comes around me. Okay, here is number six, right? Number six, am I prioritizing self-care and well-being in my entrepreneurial journey? Now, this is one that we as women overlook. As a matter of fact, many of us belong to the put myself last club, right? You know that club where we're always putting ourselves last. We're never doing anything for ourselves. We're buying everything for our children, making sure our spouses or our mates are taken care of. You know, we're putting our customers first. Everybody's being put first except for us, right? Did you not know that in order to love your neighbor, you must love yourself? Love your neighbor as yourself. So what that means is that, honey, you have got to put the air mask on yourself first. You've got to start loving you first, right? It you know, running a business can be very demanding and self-care is often overlooked. So it's important for you to really take a good look at your work-life balance and well-being. Are you taking breaks? Are you drinking water? Are you setting boundaries? Are you exercising? Are you finding the moments for self-care? If not, it's time for you to prioritize your mental and physical health to sustain your passion and creativity in the long run. Because after all, if you're pursuing becoming a wealthy woman, if you're pursuing being a successful businesswoman, if you aren't taking care of yourself, if well-being is not one of the priorities during your day, then guess what? What kind of energy are you going to even have to enjoy the monies that you are bringing in? What kind of energy are you going to have to take your family on a vacation, right? Because as you know, stress brings about other types of physical illnesses. So you want to not be stressed. You want to de-stress. You want to declutter your mindset. And by all means, you want to hold yourself first. Put your air mask on first. Then you are able to love other people as yourself. You're able to help and bless other people. Last but not least, on a scale of 1 to 10, right, with 1 being the lowest, 10 being the highest, you ask yourself, what is my belief level? Oh, yeah. You grade yourself. This is another one of those accountability tools, right? What is my belief level? But of course, as women, we're going to put up our defense mechanisms. We're going to say, of course, I love myself. What kind of question is that? Do I believe in myself? Well, of course. What kind of question is that? Well, it's a big question because let me just give you guys a big learning lesson. We lie to ourselves all the time, right? You know, I can admit that women have a tendency to not tell the truth to themselves because we're trying to make ourselves feel good. We're trying to ignore the things that we need to be working on in our lives. We don't necessarily always want to go deep beneath the surface because sometimes that brings up hurt. Sometimes that brings up pain. Sometimes it brings up memories that we don't want to think about. But here's what you need to know is that we need to often meet those memories, that pain, things head on, because it helps us to have a newfound faith and belief in ourselves once we are able to heal from other things that have occurred in our lives. Your belief level, did you not know this, sis? Listen what I'm saying to you. Your belief level is tied directly to your actions. If you're taking action, you should see your goals being accomplished, right? Your to-do items are being marked complete and you are feeling good and proud of yourself. And this gives you a boost. Believe it or not, this one thing helps to boost your unshakable faith, which in turn strengthens your self-belief, which in turn strengthens the love you have for yourself. So these questions are designed for you to take care of yourself not only as the CEO, but they're designed for you to strengthen yourself physically, mentally, spiritually, and financially, okay? So these are the questions that you ask yourself as often as you need to hone in on your leadership abilities and your CEO skills. I hope that you guys have taken some good notes here. It is 12:43 after the hour, and I am going to go ahead and go right into our hot topic of the day, and then I'll come right back around and give you some announcements at Women About Biz. Our hot topic is developing a prosperous mindset. Now, if you remember, at the top of the show, I shared that our theme for all of the month of March this 2024 is, guess what? The prosperity code, right? And so starting off with the first subtopic of that theme is developing a prosperous mindset. Again, developing a prosperous mindset. So first, let me start off with saying that in the world of entrepreneurship, success isn't solely determined by skill, strategy, or how much money you have to run your business. It is heavily influenced by mindset by stick-to-itiveness, right? A prosperous mindset lays the foundation for achieving sustainable success, enabling you to overcome obstacles, seize opportunities, and thrive amidst the challenges. So we're going to explore the essential elements of developing a prosperous mind and how it can propel you in business towards greater heights of success. So let's get started, right? So the first thing that we have is embracing a growth mindset, right? And so, you know, the growth mindset concept is so true. It's so valid. It is the belief that abilities and intelligence can be developed through dedication and taking action. Business women with a growth mindset view challenges as opportunities for growth. Feedback is valuable insights, and they view setbacks as temporary setbacks rather than permanent failures. A growth mindset says, whatever did not work, I am going to make swift and immediate changes and put new things in that might work, and I'm going to keep moving on until I have honed in and developed a blueprint for my success. That's what a growth mindset does. So how do you begin to cultivate a growth mindset, right? So you make a commitment to prepare your mind for greatness. That's the first thing you need to do, because this by far is the primary way to strengthen your personal power. Next, you've got to embrace challenges and obstacles that are in your way. You've got to start seeing them as opportunities to learn and improve what you're doing. For every challenge or obstacle, there is a solution, and it's your job to find out what it is and to then implement it in a way that will give you a positive result. Remember this, never repeat or take the same action when you know it doesn't work or it doesn't get you the results that you want. Stop doing the same thing expecting different results. It never works out that way, right? You've also got to start seeking feedback, you know, utilize a coach. You know, I offer all the time anything that I've said in the show, anything that you have questions about. I've encouraged you to go ahead and schedule a free Power Talk if you have not had a Power Talk before. If you are a silver member at Women About Biz, of course, at the top of every quarter, the first 30 days of the quarter, you get the opportunity to go ahead and schedule a coaching session so that we can work through the goals and different things that you want to see accomplished for the quarter. So again, I want to encourage you, if you have not taken advantage of a Power Talk yet for this year, then it's free of charge, but it is $125 value. And that is exactly what is charged to those that want one-on-one hourly coaching. Okay. So know that it is a value and you get to have one session at no cost to you. So take advantage of that. So I want to let you know how to do that. Simply go to womenaboutbiz.net. Again, go to womenaboutbiz.net. And once you get to womenaboutbiz.net, all you need to do is just scroll below the header, the banner on that homepage, and you'll see it, free coaching session for you. And then just click and schedule. That's all you need to do, right? And so just follow the directions, follow the prompts, and you will be scheduling your Power Talk. And I want to challenge all of you who are listening to this show and even to the broadcast, go ahead and schedule your Power Talk. It can help you in many ways, right? You won't be the same after we talk. You're going to have to-do items, things that you'll need to complete. You might have clarity. You'll gain many aha moments, but you need to make the first move and get yourself scheduled with that, okay? And then, of course, you've got to embrace a love for learning. Okay. You've got to continue to embrace that love for learning, and you need to be focusing on abundance rather than scarcity. Okay. Because so many times when the money is not flowing through, we have a tendency, especially as women, to focus on what we don't have instead of focusing on what it is that we desire to have, right? So recognizing the abundance of resources, opportunities, and possibilities will help to strengthen you. So again, stop focusing on scarcity and start focusing on abundance, and not just from a financial aspect, but abundance in all areas of your life. Again, physically, mentally, spiritually, and financially, right? Here's number three. Set clear goals and take strategic action. Again, set clear goals and take strategic action. You know, to develop a prosperous mindset, you just can't say, I want a prosperous mindset. I want to make money. I want to be abundant. This is all about taking action, right? A prosperous mindset is goal-oriented and action-driven. Business women with a prosperous mindset, again, they set clear, achievable goals. They take consistent strategic action towards what it is that they want, right? So at Women About Biz, we have a whole goal setting program that you are able to participate in. Here's the beautiful thing about our goal setting program and what really sets us apart from any other program that's out there. We're not just telling you how to set goals, and we're not just motivating you to set the goal. We also, at the top of each month, provide you with a monthly goals planner, right? We provide you with the goals planner so that it is walking you through the things that you will need to do for that month. It's reminding you. We have accountability worksheets in that planner. We have journal pages in that planner. It really, really helps you. So in cultivating your mindset, right, to set those clear goals, you've got to be able to set specific, measurable, achievable goals, what we call SMART goals. You've got to be able to break those goals down and set tasks to those goals to support those goals. And then you have to be willing to take consistent action towards all of your goals, adjusting them and tweaking them as you go along, which is so very, very important. Here's number four. Number four in creating that prosperous mindset is you've got to cultivate resilience and optimism. Yeah, very, very important here. Resilience is the ability to just really bounce back from any setbacks or adversity that come your way, while optimism is the belief that the future holds favorable outcomes, right? So it's important to be optimistic, right? But not pessimistic, because being pessimistic causes you to never believe in anything because you don't believe anything can get better, right? But when you are optimistic, right? When you're optimistic, you believe that something positive can come out of something that's not necessarily positive. You believe that things can happen if you put your mind to it, and if you keep moving forward, you will have a favorable outcome. So cultivating resilience and optimism is essential for maintaining momentum and perseverance in the face of any of your challenges. Remember that. So here's what you're going to do. Number one, reframe setbacks as opportunities. You got to reframe. In other words, instead of looking at the opportunity as it holding you back and taking away from you, look at that opportunity as growth for learning. And by that means that you have to evaluate that opportunity. You've got to evaluate the experience of what happened and why it was a setback, what decisions did you make that could have caused the consequence? You've got to look at that and then move away from it. Do it no more. Well, now that you've evaluated and you know what that might be that held you back, don't repeat it, right? You don't want to repeat anything that didn't work and anything that didn't enhance you. So you're going to toss it out, and then you're going to look forward to opportunities for growth and learning. You're going to practice positive self-talk. Did you know that there's a movement now around saying positive self-talk doesn't work, so there's no need for you to say positive things to yourself? What a bunch of crock that is, right? Who wants to walk around being negative with themselves? I don't know anybody that wants to be that way, right? Practice positive self-talk and challenge negative thought patterns. So for every negative thought pattern, always pull up a positive pattern so that you can become, guess what? Optimistic, right? Optimistic means that the future holds favorable outcomes for you. So an example of that is if you were trying to lose weight and you've been trying a long time, instead of saying that I'm never going to lose weight, right? That's a pessimist attitude. I'm never going to lose weight. Instead, say, I'm not only going to lose weight, but I'm going to feel great. I'm going to be full of energy, and I'm going to find the right resources so that I will be able to do it in an easy manner. That is the opposite, right? And so you want, for every negative that may come up in your mind, I'm not making the money. I'm never going to have any money. I don't know why. Maybe God meant for me to be poor. You know, that's, all of that is negative crap thinking, right? Positive thinking is, I am the queen of my own empire. God has pre-installed in me the ability to do great things, right? And so again, you're always counteracting negative thoughts with positive thoughts so that your subconscious mind does not take those negative thoughts that could be repeated over and over as the truth, okay? Be careful of that. Surround yourself with supportive, positive individuals who uplift and inspire you. Oh, yeah, you know that you have to move away from naysayers and people. And the hard part about this, and I've had many, many clients to tell me this, the problem is when the naysayers are close family members, and it becomes very difficult because you can't always remove yourself out of those people's lives. Those people love you, and you love them. How do you handle that situation? It's called training people how to treat you. That's what it's called. It means that you'll have to go back and you'll have to be strict with those individuals, and you have to say, you're speaking negative, and I don't put up with negative talk, because it is very dangerous to be negative, you know, and you just really, really, it's not to get in an argument. It's just to let people know, I don't put up with negative talk. And that was negative. And then just, you know, remove yourself away from that particular conversation or that environment. And sometimes you have to love family at a distance, right? Sometimes you can't necessarily always call family members and share the good news about a business idea or an event or things that you want to do, right? You've got to start surrounding yourself with supportive, positive individuals who are going to uplift you. You know, when I have people come to me all the time with different business ideas. Now, sometimes I may think the idea isn't going to work, but that's not for me to say. If they have an idea and if I see that they are passionate about it, I just try to provide to them ways to hold themselves accountable and ways to test out whether the idea would be a good idea to move forward on. But I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, that's a horrible idea. You don't want to do that. You don't want, you know, I'm not that one. And anyone that does that to you, they're in the wrong. You should automatically know that, right? And so when you have an idea, some ideas don't work. It doesn't mean that it wasn't a good idea. So you have to test it out. You've got to do your due diligence. You've got to do your research. You've got to do your discovery. And you've got to answer that question, how can I monetize this idea? And how hard is it going to be to enter in and market this effectively? What are all of those things that I have to do, right? And so, again, that is very, very key. So, you know, you have got to be the one. Cultivate your resilience and be an optimist when it comes to the different things you want in your life. Very, very important. Last but not least, you've got to visualize success and practice mindfulness, right? Dedicate time each day to visualize your goals and your dreams. Very important. And I know in the goals planner, we give you a whole sheet to create kind of like a mini vision board of what you want to have happen for this month, right? Practice mindfulness through meditation, deep breathing exercises, or simply being fully present in the moment. Just open the door. Look at the birds, look at the beautiful air, the sky, and know that God has made it and he has given us something beautiful. Use visualization and mindfulness to reduce your stress, enhance creativity, and increase your overall well-being. You know, Queen, developing a prosperous mindset is a journey that requires intention, commitment, and practice. It means you must be on purpose with it, right? So by embracing a growth mindset, practicing gratitude and abundance, setting those clear goals, cultivating resilience and optimism, and harnessing the power of visualization, it is going to strengthen you and give you some incredible personal power. So I hope that you took some good notes. I want to remind everyone that we have a workshop coming up that was rescheduled for this Wednesday. That is using AI to power up your ebook creation. Again, using AI to power up your ebook creation. It is going to be this Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So definitely make sure that you get yourself registered for it. You can go to womenaboutbiz.net, click on events, and you can register for it from there. If you're already a member of Women About Biz, you can just log into the member portal and simply RSVP, and it will automatically show you the Google Meet link that you will use to gain access to that particular webinar. Again, using AI to power up your ebook creation. We're going to talk about, you know, how to come up with your ebook title, how to create an ebook outline, ebook chapters, how to create, wording for your ebook sales page and your ebook sales video script. So we're going to talk about that and basically give you an overview of that. So you definitely want to be part of that. Well, that's all we have for today. I want to thank all of you for listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. Please mark your calendar for next Monday at 12 noon as we begin to talk about emotional resilience, right? And we're going to continue to talk about that and why that is so very, very important. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. And remember, it's up to you to empower yourself to do anything that you want because it's already within you. So come on, queen. It's time to build your empire. Take care.